Man, oh man, this guy gets a couple beers and he turns into a smartass.
Woo! Super Bowl Sunday.
Look out, yeah.
It's lit.
Greasy fingers.
Lit.
You okay, Will?
I'm good.
You alright? You sure? If you pass out in the middle of the show, they were going to do disgusting things to you.
Like, I'm good.
Unspeakable with pictures up on the website tonight.
I'll have no part of it. I don't.
That's fine. All right.
Indulge in that.
Sure, myself and Doug can put our heads together and figure
we'll
something out.
Something. Yeah. Right.
Something gross.
Yeah.
I'm staying out of that because what goes around comes around.
That's true. And spoken by karma herself.
Yeah.
So you got to watch out for that.
I've had this guy try to smother me with a pillow before, so I think it should be.
Yeah,
going.
But if that's voluntary, like
I didn't ask him. No.
That's different.
Yeah.
I'm.
Choke me.
Oh, come on, man.
Punch me in the butt. No.
You guys, this is an interesting ghostly talk, and I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And I'm Karma.
And, of course, Will is manning the board. And in the chat rooms, if you're not in the chat rooms, go to our own website, www.ghostlytalk.com, or to Pioneer's chat site, because we're on Pioneer Network, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Pioneer.rolo, R-O-L-O, .net.
Mm-hmm.
And use the little text chat link and get in the chat rooms.
And say hi to Phobos. Hi, Phobos.
Say hi to Phobos.
Is he here? Is he back?
Yes.
We need to. Okay, here's what needs to happen in the next half an hour. Jeff has to actually tell us every gory, disgusting, filthy, blasphemous detail about his trip.
Yeah.
So everybody in the chat room needs to start riding on Jeff about this.
Right. We want to dig out the details of his trip because we've got money.
Did he
right
go to Hooters?
Yeah.
Well,
he started at Hooters. You kidding me?
According to Scott L., he was at the most filthy, disgusting red light city on the face of the earth. Just
so bad, I don't even want to say it over the air.
Right.
Hell's Kitchen?
Thousands of pounds in money, you know, English money, just like spending it like water on wine, women, and song, right?
Vegas?
I thought maybe Tijuana.
That's the warm-up act.
Scott won't tell me
Tijuana, do you want
Tijuana.
But yeah, Scott L. thinks he was just out partying like for two solid weeks, right? I think he went to a mathematics convention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we got the money's on the table right now as we speak.
The sitting there, and yes, and we whoever is closest is the winner.
We want to see.
Do you have an idea what Phobos might do for a
you want to put $10 on this?
I think he went to like a robotics thing where they were building robots.
Robotics convention.
Yes.
All right, so we got 10 for that. We got about $3,000 on Doug for
mathematics
campaign.
Yeah,
and then 50 cents for me for the boob bar.
Right, right.
So we're going to see.
24-hour day, 7-day a week, boob bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just filth. Nonstop.
Constant, yeah. Constant, nonstop. He hasn't slept in two solid weeks. Right.
Wherever he went, I'm sure there was girls there, so Scott's going to automatically win.
Well, on a technicality, thanks for bringing that up, because I would have never even said that. So now I'm going to win no matter what.
But he was probably thinking about math, so I think we should divvy it up. And robotics.
He could have been with a girl using some kind of robotics.
Oh, my God.
Hey, they sell that on the internet.
That's freaky, man.
Oh, never mind. Anyway, you guys.
Wrong show.
Sorry. Yeah, that's the other show.
That's the dark side show.
This is indeed a show about, ghost hunting or something?
Something like that.
And it turns out we're going to go ghost hunting.
Yeah,
so
we are.
We're pretty excited about this.
Yeah. Undisclosed location right now.
Can I give a hint?
No.
I was thinking.
No.
I was thinking.
No.
I was thinking Dorothy, that's all.
Ah. Hey, that's a good hint. That's
Dorothy.
A good hint. I like that
Aunt
hint.
Dorothy.
Somebody might. Hey.
Quit hitting me.
You guys are chopping people.
She's from Pennsylvania. Jesus. Yeah. I'm kidding.
Dorothy
I don't
Roberts.
Know. I have no idea.
You don't?
Dorothy
no.
Roberts.
Dorothy Roberts.
Isn't she Seinfeld's mom? No. She's on, that one, Everybody Hates Raymond. I mean,
Everybody hates Raymond?
I'm sorry, Everybody Loves Raymond.
Everybody down here hates Raymond.
I don't like Raymond.
I can't.
I don't know
him.
Raymond.
I can't
pass judgment. I don't know.
Now, what are you guys doing? What's going on?
So isn't it Dorothy Roberts plays his mom? Is that true?
Is it?
I don't know. Yes? Okay.
Oh, don't they live like
Will
right
gives us a thumbs
them?
Up?
I got the drunken thumb up. But yeah, so anyway, we are indeed going ghost hunting. We are actually traveling.
This is gonna be a big trip.
An undisclosed location.
All inclusive.
There's cold water in the joint.
That's
guaranteed
about it.
To catch a ghost.
Yeah, they're guaranteeing us this time.
Right, they're gonna bring.
We're gonna
bring
come
home.
Back changed people.
So let's see what happens.
We're actually going to be working with Sean.
Sean Burris of Indiana Ghost Records.
Yes.
And Michael of Indiana Ghost Records as well. So
it's going to be this is going to happen this coming weekend, actually.
That's coming up this weekend.
I just want to tell you, when I called SBC to get a landline hooked up, the lady that was servicing me, they're based out of Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yeah, we're way down in Indiana. Ain't nothing to do down here. I'm like, I had fun when I went. Oh, where'd you go? Terre Haute. Oh, I go, are you familiar with the Indiana Ghost Trackers? Oh, yes, they're popular. So then I'm talking to her.
Oh, my gosh, it's the SBC lady?
Yes, and then so she's writing down, like, my name and, like, yeah, we'll ghostly talk. You know, we've went down there investigate. She's like, oh, okay, and then I'm thinking, okay, she knows my business now. So she personally knows me, so.
You're going to get screwed even worse now.
You either got
right, but she's got a face with a story, because I had to tell her story about the whole why the phone was off and all the wires pulled in.
Yeah.
So she's going to look at me like, yeah, that's it. Girl with the crazy family.
No, that's great. Have a nice day.
Like, she said, you didn't notice that Terre Haute stunk?
Oh, it stinks horribly.
And she goes,
especially the hotel
didn't
rooms.
Smell it. She said it just smells like sewer.
Well,
the
Motel 6 does it all on its own. You know.
Yeah, they had a community bathroom there.
Yeah,
with a little, like, you know, little moon in the door and stuff and everything like that.
If they leave the light on, I ain't going to.
I don't believe that.
Nah. Hopefully, the accommodations this time will be a little bit better. I don't think they're going to be much better, but
this
is what we're getting into.
They leave the light on for the cockroaches so you don't see them.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that way the cockroaches are staying
scattered.
Away.
They're scattered.
Yeah, scampered. Oh, man.
That's going to happen this Friday, though.
Yeah,
we're actually, we're leaving out this Friday.
I'm leaving out
bright
Friday
and early.
Night. You guys are leaving out early. I'm leaving out Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming home Sunday, but you guys are coming home Monday, right?
Yeah.
Are you doing a show on Sunday?
Nope.
Nope.
No, we're going to be off next Sunday, so sorry.
Because I'm getting in at 11 at night.
So please, for the powers that be, when you put the archive on next week, can you pick a good one? I think the last thing they did is they put the two-year anniversary show up, which sounded absolutely horrendous.
Well, I haven't talked with corporate yet.
Yeah.
Since corporate came back from vacation.
Uh-huh.
So,
we got any details yet, by the way? I'm sorry, Doug.
Are there any details about his vacation yet?
Anything?
Hello, Borderland, the House of Bondage.
That's where he went?
House of Bondage. Okay.
And Heather Gatson, he hasn't responded.
He's hiding right now.
Sounds like he just went to his guest room.
He thinks we're on to him. Yeah.
We're on to him,
yes.
The house of Bondage.
Oh, my gosh.
Ghost Hunter said.
Oh, he's in. Ghost Hunter is in England, so he knows, like, the package plans you can
Ghost
get.
Ghost Hunter was with him.
From local, with him. No, he was with.
Dude, you should have seen him. He was crazy.
Did Ghost Hunter show up last week and the week before? Was he in the chat rooms?
Who?
Ghost Hunter.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so he wasn't with Phobos.
Happy
okay.
You're funny. Yes, I did get serviced. Not in that way, though, I wish.
Who got serviced?
Yeah, they're like, oh, wow, Karma got serviced.
For the, when she was saying the story about SBC lady.
I felt kind of weird saying that, like I got serviced by her, yeah. She serviced me.
Well, that's going to happen this Friday, though, like we said. Will and myself and Bonnie are heading out Friday morning bright and early to get down there. Where should we be getting there by about maybe 10, 11, something like that? Do we have a rental car? Is this taken care of yet?
No.
Okay.
So we're walking.
We have an hour before Sean gets there.
Okay.
So
it doesn't
give us time to go get one.
Okay.
All right. Oh, boy. Now I'm nervous.
Great.
Now I'm nervous.
I'm going to be picked up in a VW bus or something.
Come on, man. Hop in. These guys told us to come get you. Dude, don't mind the smoke. It's okay. That's going to be good.
That'll be interesting.
Dude, we'll get you a limo. We'll send
all
you a
right.
limo out.
Cool.
And it'll have, like, GT spray paint, like, in spray paint. GT.
I'm excited, and I feel like a listener right now, because I'm just finding out tonight, too.
Yeah, you
and
should
I'm
know.
Excited. Well, that's my own problem, but that's exciting. Sounds exciting.
It's going to be an interesting weekend. There's going to be a lot going on. We're going to be trying a lot of new things. Doug got a new toy.
But now that you
what did you get?
You have unlimited nights and weekends, right?
Right.
So we can just, like, put a cell phone on and just, like, let you be there.
I'll be there.
Yes. Via the magic of towers.
Yeah. What new toy did you get?
Yeah, reach over there. I want to show everybody. I want to present ghostly talk. Ooh. The new toy that I purchased.
Yeah.
It is indeed.
You can hear the bag rustling around.
It was a floor model, so we got a good deal on it. Actually, a friend of the show, Dalian, sometimes he pops in the chat rooms occasionally, had purchased this at Best Buy.
I seen the bag.
And and it has Nightshot on it.
Uh-huh.
A good one. I mean, you can see the whole room with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like Night Alive or Night Eyes or whatever they call
it. Everything looks like an alien.
Yeah,
vision.
It's not like that at all.
Uh-huh.
And it's a mini DV. Mini DV.
See the way that the size of it is on the side. I would have thought it was a height.
Right.
Is that thing rolling right now?
No, it's not rolling. He had purchased it because he thought it might get better video quality than his Hi8 that he already has. And it turns out it's the same video quality. So he's like taking it back. And I happened to be riding with him. We were going out to dinner. And he's like, we got to stop it and return this. And I'm like, well, what is it? And I'm digging through the bag. I'm like, ooh, this is like Christmas, you know. And it's all the stuff. It didn't come in a box because it was a floor model.
Yeah.
He got the bargain of a century on it.
Mm-hmm.
But he was taking it back because it's the same video quality. And I'm like, well, I'll buy it. It'll save me a trip. And it'll save me looking and comparing. And you already know it works. And he vouched for the Night Alive or whatever it's called. It's called something else.
Nightshot.
On a Samsung, they call it. Yeah. Something else. But it works. And so I got me a camera. It's got, you can do the regular light, or you can do the night vision.
Okay,
and it works. And I've you know taken some pictures, but it also has a place for still shots. But you got to buy a memory card. Yeah, mm-hmm. So I haven't done.
Now, can that thing plug right into the computer?
It can plug. It does USB video streaming.
Okay.
No, that does not mean we're gonna have.
No.
We're gonna be doing. Although we've got bandwidth now, but no.
I thought about it with my camera because I have the USB and the FireWire port.
This has both too, but I don't have a port on my computer for FireWire. So, but it would do the USB video streaming. It says.
I was gonna offer and let you borrow mine, but two cameras are cool too.
Oh, they call it Night Picks.
Now, does it slow down the frame per second?
I don't know.
Because on mine it does.
It might. I'll have to test that.
It works in both ways though, because if you're trying to pick up something, it's so slow that it's easier than trying to stop it and rewind it because it's slow enough in the frame.
Oh, that's true.
To catch it. That's why I know it's when we went to Terre Haute, some of the stuff I got.
Well, it'll be interesting. This will be the first time I get to really put that thing to work.
I know, and then you can't loan it out to anybody that has habits.
No, I can't. I have learned. I was so
never happy. Let a crackhead borrow your camera.
Right.
Rule number one in ghost hunting.
That should be number one.
Never
you know,
let
that,
a crackhead borrow your camera.
All that safety stuff, yeah. And all that you know, courtesy yeah. stuff, that's no. got to come below.
Yeah.
Crackheads borrowing your video.
Don't
camera.
Ever. Oh, sorry. Don't ever
I
let a
really
crackhead.
I liked that camera too. That was an.
That
ancient,
was a sweet camera.
Ancient Sony Hi8.
It could see through clothes.
And
we loved that camera.
Yeah, that was a great.
The most action
camera.
We ever got in the time we had that camera.
Exactly. And as a matter of fact, we were pointing out the window that one day in downtown Detroit.
Yeah.
And she's, like, flashing.
Yeah.
Although she didn't really have to. All we had to do was turn on the night vision. But
she voluntarily.
She voluntarily flashed.
So you don't need that camera, guys. I know what kind of camera that is.
I have
they see
that
camera. They're like, oh, all for you, baby.
Yeah. They did. She did.
Make girls drop them like that.
She did. She was flashing us.
That was a.
And I have that, but I have it on Hi8. I can't access it because I don't have a player.
Now, here's the thing. I would like to invent a camera that takes 20 pounds off of you.
We have a call coming in.
Oh,
my God.
We're
going to
burn
a place down.
The house down. Yeah, happy Super Bowl Sunday.
Let me just wreck the cable.
Poof.
No, I didn't burn it. It's good.
Okay,
we're fine.
Cool.
So that's going to be one of the new toys that's going to be played with.
We're going to play with this,
Watch out for the first home movie from GT with their new camera.
A home movie.
Woo! Steaming hot, live streaming.
Yeah.
Whatever it's going to be. It's going to be hot.
Let's call it Ghost Hunt.
Yeah. Steaming hot live streaming Ghost Hunt.
You have a camera now. I have a camera. We could really do some damage.
Yes, we could. We could surveil from different angles. We could.
Right, without having to stop. You were here, you know.
Right.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's
And this is a digital one. It'll pull it in as a file into the computer. Like yours can, right? Because you've done that.
You can pull it right up.
Exactly.
I don't have an actual DVD burner yet, so I gotta get Will to hook me up on that.
Well, that's one thing we've heard about in the past, though. People keep saying, like, we want to see some video. We put pictures up from various places we go to. But I've heard, we've received emails saying, hey, what about the video?
I've got tons of video, but it's all on high A.
Yeah. So
our past ghost song.
It'd be nice to get to even, anything. Just try to get a few things.
I have some good stuff from Terre Haute.
Plus, did anybody buy Afterlife?
I own it. I have it.
I own a copy. Well,
I seen it.
I sent a copy to Discovery Channel, but I have a copy, and I think it's out of production. I don't think Tom's making it anymore.
No.
But that is a great example of us ghost hunting constantly.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Absolutely constantly.
The summer of 2000, I believe.
Yeah.
Or was it this? 2001. Was it 2002?
No.
2003? No, I had been 2002 at the latest.
It had to be 2002 at the... Yeah,
2002. It was 2002.
A lot of the good stuff gets edited out, though. Like, I want to see the argument. I want to see how many times you have to turn around to find a place. I want
okay.
to see all that.
That's all
being done already.
Yeah,
that's all.
All you have to do is watch Sci-Fi Channel Wednesday night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And listen to those guys argue with each other all the time.
No, I mean, like, just like the everyday, like, little bicker, not the talk.
Well, that's why
they talk behind each other's backs. That's
why we weren't chosen for that show, because we don't do that kind of stuff. There's not really any need for it. Anytime there's ever been any disagreements, we've all been like, hey, yeah, I think you're a complete idiot.
Well, now that we have this, though, we can do that booth thing.
We can do the booth thing now. We talked about doing the booth thing. Like, over the, on the beach, with the beautiful sunset behind you going, I hate them. I just can't stand him.
I don't know why I do this week to week. I go in there, and Scott L. is just pounding away at nothing.
And then
for
walk
hours.
Up at the bar. Can I buy you a beer, buddy?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, man? Oh, my God.
Dude. My bro.
Wow, I haven't seen you in so long.
That's going to happen someday. I want to do it just for fun.
Oh,
just to make
God.
Fun of them stupid shows. Because, I'm not knocking ghost hunters either, but, that's one element that I just don't think personally, there's a bigger minority that really, really wants to see that kind of stuff. I guess I'm in the smaller minority.
Yeah.
Where I just want to see them ghost hunt.
Yeah, I want to see the ghost hunt.
I want to talk to the person and go, hey, so what'd you find? Well, we think we might have saw this here. We might have heard something here. We picked this up on whatever. I don't really care about the, I think he's really starting to get upset with me, man. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well,
and I'm watching the equipment.
And then there's like, well, now that we're seeing each other, we can't go on the same ghost hunt or something. And I'm like,
I understand that's what sells. I'm cool with that.
I wish I could have taped that.
Something like that. It drives me up a wall.
It is.
Are there really rules about that? With us, it's a much smaller, tighter knit. Group, right? I mean, it's like, yo, want to go ghost hunting? All right.
Okay, let's go.
And then off you go.
That's why we wouldn't have a very exciting show.
Yeah, that's why we were passed over, yeah.
Now, wait a second. Are you guys talking about, dating within the...
Right.
Like, because you're,
the
like...
The one guy with the tattoos on his legs.
Okay.
Or on his arms. I don't know, but he wears...
His legs. On his arms.
And he is dating now this girl who's new to the group.
Mm-hmm.
Or he was in episode, what... Seven.
She's cute.
Eight.
She's cute.
Yeah, and he had to go to Boston or somewhere to pick her up and then drive her back up for the ghost hunt. And so they were talking in the car, and they're like, I don't know if we're going to be allowed to go on the same ghost hunt since, or I don't know, they were talking about something.
Is he her boss or something?
I have no idea. I didn't know it was so regimented, but hey, whatever.
It's selling, man. They're doing well. Apparently, from what I understand, they're filming another season for next year already.
I've heard both sides of the coin, but I have to tell you, my side of the coin is I absolutely love the show.
It's a great show. I mean, for what it is, with that stuff aside, I mean, it's really, it gets down to what you're supposed to be doing.
Right.
Minus,
and that's why, as opposed to, White Noise, that should have just never happened.
You know, it was just on today. I come home today, and Gung Ho was on the TV. I don't know if you ever saw that film or that movie or not. Gung Ho with Michael Keaton?
No.
That's actually a good film with Michael Keaton.
Ah.
So all I can think of is him just
Batman.
I love you. Back and forth and whatever.
Something's
from
up.
White Noise.
Something's up.
So yeah, in a nutshell, that's what's going to happen this coming weekend. So hopefully in a couple weeks we'll at least talk about this. what transposes this coming weekend. It should be pretty exciting regardless.
Well, that's going to be an insane show then, because next week there's no show, mm-hmm. and then the week after, this week, by the way, we forgot to mention it, Heidi Hollis.
In about 10 minutes,
Heidi Hollis is on, and mm-hmm. Ghostly Talk is aired on Sunday nights from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time. and it's, you know, the four of us. And there we go. www.ghostlytalk.com for details.
Rewind. Fast forward.
Offer not validated in Puerto Rico. I don't even know what to say now. That was too fun.
Do it again. I like that. First of all,
www.ghostlytalk.com. Offer not valid.
That was awesome.
So what happened?
You need a little button you can just press.
You talk like that, we only need to do an hour show from now on.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Oh, yeah. That's what I was going to say. The next week, we're not doing a live show. Mm-hmm. It's going to be some kind of archive. Hopefully mm-hmm. not.
It'll be a dead show. Party.
It'll mm-hmm. be a dead show. And then the next show, mm-hmm. the one after that, is going to be...
I think that's not George Law. It's
Kelly.
No, not Kelly.
Kelly's not till next.
Oh, we're open that week.
I think. Well, we might actually be having someone come on. We'll see.
Okay.
But I think thinking about just discussing it right now, I think we might want to leave it open.
Yeah.
We may want to leave it open. I did send the email off the potential guests. So.
If that guest does not want to come on that particular show. I hope we get Sean and maybe.
Yeah, we just have a little powwow and just get it taken care of. Yeah.
And then you guys can tell me. I'll be here, and then I can hear.
Well, you'll be hearing on your cell phone, because we're just going to leave that on the entire weekend.
Oh, I can only imagine what it's going to sound like. Sean, ghosty dog. He is so funny. He's hilarious. I can't say enough about that guy.
In between blood-curdling screams.
Him and Vance are like on the same level. Vance West. I think they don't know.
Yeah, what's in their coffee?
Well, Vance's got an issue because
he's got an issue.
It took him a day to email me back. I haven't had a chance to get back with him myself, but I saw the email when I came home today, and I was thinking to myself, I'm like, he's slipping, man.
Maybe he slept a little while.
I don't know. Got some sleep.
Maybe he's arguing with his girlfriend or family.
I don't know.
Why would I say that?
I don't know. Please! No,
I can't believe we're competing with the Super Bowl.
Oh, the Super Bowl, man. What's going on here?
Uh-oh, I think something happened. Super Bowl, so the drama.
Oh, we're gonna get the score before we bring Heidi on?
Score report, yeah.
Score.
It's going to be... Somebody give Will a mic, because he's going to have to, like... He's got to do this like Ted Koppel.
You're going to have to see...
All right, Will. I want action in this one.
Is there any boobs being shown?
There could be.
Well, Janet Jackson's not going to be on this year.
So?
Hey, turn that camera on.
With
the
camera.
With 34 seconds left in the first quarter, the score is 0-0.
Ooh. And?
That's it. It's at the end of the first quarter now. Yeah, it scores 0-0.
You didn't even push your voice or anything, man.
There's nothing. There's nothing. There's nothing to report. There's no score.
Oh,
okay, great. What an exciting game.
It's a lame game so far.
It's a lame game.
Whoever has 0-0 on their football
score. The funniest part is...
I have 3-0.
You're...
And 7-7.
7-7 might work later.
Maybe.
At this rate, yeah.
At this rate,
the scores
yeah.
that you have, is it like, is the numbers rotating for each
no,
quarter?
No, it's the same ones for the
whole
all,
game.
Yeah, I bought $2 squares. I mean, no, I did.
You got a deal, man.
I know.
Usually they're like $50
a piece.
People
for a normal show, so we're okay.
Well, it's because the ghost hunting community isn't. I don't think they're very interested in football.
They
Sean Burris.
No, you know what it is.
Well, yeah, I'm surprised you haven't heard from Sean yet. You guys watching the game?
No, you could say I just seen an orb go across like the 20-yard line. What?
Turn on the game.
Right.
I think people are interested in Heidi Hollis, and I know I am. I think she's a fantastic person, and she does.
She's got a lot going on.
She's the hardest working person. You know how like James Brown, hardest working man in music, right?
Oh yeah.
Is James Brown is?
I thought it was.
I don't know karate, but I know crazy.
James Brown.
Great line.
Hardest working man in music, I thought. But
he is the hardest working man in music. Period.
Then there's Heidi Hollis, the hardest working woman in Paranormal, I'm telling you.
I didn't say anything to you guys before the show about, because we talked a couple days ago, and you guys are just going to be floored when you hear a few things she's got going right now. Seriously. I didn't want to say anything to you guys because I didn't want to ruin the element of surprise. So we're going to wait for her to come on the air and discuss some of the things she has in the cooker right now. Because this poor girl, I don't know how she...
I have no idea. I don't know how she has all these... She is project after project. And she still keeps up on alienadvice.com, on all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. She's able to keep up with all her past projects. And, well, they're current. I guess they're all current. And still put more irons in the fire.
And if you go back in,
how she does it.
If you go back in the archives, we've done a couple of... We did that. We haven't done one in a while. We talked about that, too, about doing another Alien Advice with her. And if you go back in the archives on www.ghostlytalk.com, you'll see some alien advices we did live, like we brought them to life.
Right.
We talked about them and stuff like that. And you can check those out. You can download those.
They're audio
alien advice. It's like a spotlight moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those worked really well. I thought they were pretty interesting.
That's a cool thing. That needs to happen more.
I think so.
Yeah, it's just a matter of logistics when it comes to that, though.
Well, that and if people have questions, you know, email your questions.
That's what they do.
That's what they do. They email to Heidi, and then she calls us up. She picks one out.
Ah, I forgot how that worked, but now I don't know.
And then she calls up on the GT hotline.
Mm-hmm. And we just talk.
Yeah, we just
discuss
it.
We did that. You did one with us a while back.
Yeah, I did one.
We only got to do two of them, but we want to do more because we all love doing that. But when we get done talking with her, I don't know. I don't want to wreck the surprise.
We're just going
to
leave.
I don't
want
to wreck the surprise.
To
you just leave. Hey, and I think it's very, very obvious that I'm in love with the girl, okay?
Well, I saw on the website.
You shouldn't wear your heart on your sleeve like that.
Yeah, I saw on the website.
Oh, I love the girl. She's beautiful. She's wonderful. Yeah. I love her, dude. She's a great girl.
Fantastic.
Brilliant woman. She does have a new book that's being worked on right now. There's
See?
More talk about that.
Yet another iron in the fire.
Well, that's a long story.
That's erotic.
Playing with your mic stand.
He's filling the curve.
Oh, my God.
That is pretty...
And on that note, I think it's time to take a break because...
Uncharacteristic of me.
Doug's going to get hot. Doug needs to take care of his mic stand. That's a new term right there. That's a new one.
Scott, you need to take care of your kickstand.
My kickstand? I did. Don't worry. Before I got here.
Ew.
I got to take care of my kickstand.
Ew.
You got a kickstand?
If I had one, I would take care of it.
Buff it and stuff like that? I mean...
I'm going to show you in a minute if you don't shut up.
Really?
I'm kidding.
Get that camera on. Camera. Now. Camera.
To go to break.
Go to the camera. Well, let's get out of here for a second. We need a break. Get Holly on the phone.
Yeah.
Holly.
Heidi.
You know, you're combining... Heidi and Holly.
Yeah, well, she says that a lot of people do that to her all the time.
Yeah.
It's very easy to do.
Ah.
It's very easy.
Something
happened because
they're screaming upstairs.
It's probably a commercial.
I bet you someone got a touchdown.
I bet you somebody, it was a great commercial. $10. Go down.
I forgot. That's when they
put some more money.
Commercials. I forgot.
Yeah.
And we're still waiting. We're still waiting for Jeff to find out what Jeff did on his vacation, too. There's a lot of money riding on this table right now.
I know.
So somebody go over to Jeff's house and wake him up. I don't know what he's doing, but we need to find out what he did on his vacation. It's very important.
It says touchdown, Jesus, touchdown. What?
Touchdown? Oh, there was a touchdown.
Ah.
Yay! They made a touchdown. Yay!
Well, that's what they do in football.
Yeah, apparently.
That's the
actual audio from the game right now. Thanks for pulling that up for us, Will. Let's take a break, man. Let's get out of here for a minute. We'll be right back in a second with Heidi Hollis.
Or Holly.
Or Holly. We'll just call her Holly.
Holly for short.
Hi, my name's Sean Burke from Indiana Ghost Trackers, www.indianaghost.org, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Listen to W Paranormal Talk Radio, Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Pioneer Radio Network. For show information, visit WParanormal.com.
What's the score, guys?
7-0.
Who's winning?
One of the two teams. Oh, Philly.
Philly.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yo. So.
Philly, yo.
Well, I like the outro. That was cool.
Doesn't that rock?
Yeah.
I'm already dead.
Put an X in your head.
So, anyway, the so the Super Bowl is happening, and it's getting a little bit more exciting, and that's always good.
Well, every year the Semik family has this massive, like, ridiculous blowout. I always forget about it every year, too.
You need a bouncer, really.
I know.
You know, you start charging cover in the door.
Fans or a stamp on the
There's like 800 people upstairs right now as we speak. There's like, they're just, like, piled in. They have all their jerseys and stuff on, and they're all piled around the TV right now.
Yep.
With those big fingers.
They even brought pets too. There's dogs running around up there also.
And thunder sticks.
Thunderstick. Yes, occasionally they do the wave.
So the Sonics take their sports seriously.
Oh, right, yeah. Here. Well, the Super Bowl.
And we enjoy it because there's just tons of food.
Well, ever since the only football game I watch every year, mm-hmm. and not for the past 3 years because mm-hmm. of Ghostly Talk, mm-hmm. but the only football game I used to watch every year was Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And that's I like the commercials. I even like the rivalry, you know, the whole thing. Just something about the Super Bowl.
Football.
So I get really into it. But for the past 3 years, I've been doing Ghostly Talk on mm-hmm. Super Bowl Sunday. So there you
go. I thought they make it Super Bowl Monday or something like that.
The past 2 years, I'm sorry. Because the first year, we were actually on Tuesdays. We mm-hmm. aired on Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a little Ghostly Talk trivia for you.
Oh.
Yeah. We used to actually,
I didn't even know
we
that.
Aired on Tuesdays when we first started. Yeah.
I smell something ugly as a result of that. There's going to be a new web page going up on our site now. Trivia.
Yeah, the GhostlyTalkSucks.com guys now have something to write about. Yeah.
There's such an organization?
No, but I'm sure there will be one.
There will be someay, I think. Thanks for the PR. We appreciate it. You guys are making us huge, man. You guys don't even realize it.
So anyway, with that, I have to say, this is indeed Ghostly Talk. Mm-hmm. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And I am Karma.
And Will is manning the chat room, so if you're not in the chat rooms, hit www.ghostlytalk.com if you're a member, or pioneer.rolo.net,
mm-hmm.
and click on the text chat link,
mm-hmm.
and you'll be able to get in and chat with all the fine people. I see 8-Bits in there, SB39, I don't know.
It's a bot.
Money Shot, of course, Marianne Havoc. Phobos and Will's in there now. They're all talking about the game. They're talking about us. They're talking about Heidi Hollis. So they're just chatting away.
Don't you be saying anything mean about my girl, dude.
Oh no!
I'm gonna say that right now. I'm gonna hurt somebody in there.
At least we get her name right.
Excuse me.
I'm kidding.
They're all in there chatting up. Usually there's a lot more folks in there, but I have a feeling that
it's a
football game, stuff like that. But we do have normal listenership this time. So there are people who aren't in the chat room who are listening, and I want to say to everyone
thank
of you.
You
in the chat room or not, thank you for listening to Ghostly Talk.
Thank you.
We hope to bring quality shows, such as the one that is forthcoming. I don't know about that first half hour.
Hey.
The first half hour always sucks. Yeah. We know that.
The first half hour. We get the chit-chat and da-da-da-da.
I do, too. I just really enjoy that part, but I do promise that this next hour and a half is going to rock, and that's because we have an absolutely fantastic guest. She's a repeat guest.
Yeah,
she is the proprietress of AlienAdvice.com.
Nice.
I know, that's a nice
word. I like that word. Proprietress.
and web.
Whatever he said, I will never be able to say that.
of AlienAdvice.com, mm-hmm. as well as some other sites, which I'm sure mm-hmm. we're going to talk about tonight.
Oh yeah.
Yes, we have. For you, the we have
the
for you.
Lovely and talented Heidi Hollis. Woo!
Thank you, Heidi, for joining us.
Oh, but of course, I missed you guys.
Well, you've been busy, busy, busy. I remember you were going. One of the things you were going to since we talked last, you were going to Egypt. And
which I'm horribly jealous.
Which of course made Scott L. just absolutely green with envy.
Mm.
You were going to Egypt. You were doing a new book, a new website. You were like you. I still maintain that you're the busiest woman in the paranormal industry.
Oh, geez.
I do. I maintain that you are. You keep busy. You've got projects all over the place, and you keep up with them all. So I just really admire that.
I'm like the proprietors of Ghostly Talk sometimes, who forget.
Who don't even answer email. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't. So I don't know about that. But yeah. So you've been busy. What's up? What's been going on, Heidi?
Oh, dear God. Yeah, I did. This past summer, I did go to. I went to Israel, and then I went to Egypt and Italy. I went to all these holy places, you know. I went to the Vatican and all that lovely stuff, and it was quite a trip. Very interesting. The people are wonderful in Israel and Egypt. And Italy, you know, I was really surprised that, you know, it was a beautiful place, but not a soul speaks English, so that was difficult.
I could imagine. Now, we'll start with Egypt, okay?
No, let's start with Italy.
I want to start with Egypt.
Italy?
No.
I'm kidding.
I like Italy, but I like Egypt more. Where, I mean, I'm trying to make this. I don't want to leave this way open ended on you, Heidi. I stumbled too. You saw that.
Where did you go? What did you see? What did you do?
No. Well, first of all, did you go? Did you look at? Did you go see the pyramids? Did you go to the actually like see the pyramids in the flesh?
You know. Actually, I did not go to see the pyramids, which was very disappointing for me. But it, for good reason. It was just too dangerous because I was traveling with a group of Israelis.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And we crossed over from the Israeli border over into Egypt, so it was, it wouldn't have been as safe to do that.
What did you see? Like, just hit us with a couple things you did see, because I'm very curious to, I mean, as far as that aspect of your trip went, I just want to know what you may have came in contact with there, because I'm planning on going myself. That's why I'm trying to get myself pumped up for this, and you can help me.
Well, I went into a part that they call the Sinai Desert, which is right there on the Red Sea where Moses crossed over.
Uh-huh.
And that's, how can I say, heavily traveled area by Israeli tourists. They have a lot of different little, like, how could you say, like bungalows, like along the sea there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just wonderful. The people are awesome. I mean, you really can't go wrong. It was just a great experience. I truly loved it. Love the people. Love the scenes.
Did you? I mean, you said bungalows. These are actually along like the well, it'd be the ocean right there. I mean, these people live right on the water like that.
Actually, it was on the Red Sea.
So it's the Red Sea level. It makes me wonder a little bit because of the recent events that just happened on over on the other side of the world. I'm wondering what. You know, I hate to say it, but I'm wondering if they're going to get hit next because people living there. I still don't know why people do that. I know it's pretty and all. It's beautiful. But this was last summer, too, mind you.
You know, the thing that really sucked, I mean, that area was, like, never, ever victimized or a target because the Israelis kept the business there for the Egyptians. And
okay.
Tourism was their thing. And believe it or not, they actually did get hit, like, a couple months after I had left. And I was just shocked. That's when they blew up that Hilton that was there.
Yeah.
That's exactly where I was.
That's where you were staying at?
No, I was like right along that same strip of beach. I wasn't at the Hilton. Heck no. I was enjoying the scenery. I wanted to hang with the people. It was absolutely awesome. And I mean, you know, one thing that you have to give credit to Egyptians for, they're really, truly friendly. They could speak English unlike the Italians. Also, I mean, they're so hospitable. I mean, you can't just go shopping through their stores. They have to invite you in, have some tea, let's talk. I mean, they're just wonderful. I loved it.
Well, then you can't leave without buying something then.
Well, yeah, you'd feel a little guilty, but everybody does it. I mean, even if you go walking through their neighborhood, they're inviting you in to have a seat. I mean, that's just how they are.
And I've heard that from numerous people that have been to the country. They're like, that's the first thing they mentioned. Like, the people there are so nice. They are like the most friendly people you've ever wanted to meet. Because a lot of people get the wrong impression. They're like, stupid Americano. Can't deal with these people. But apparently, anybody that I know that has went there, they the number one thing they say is the people. The people are just absolutely wonderful there. They're extremely hospitable. And, I mean, you don't want to leave. Basically, you want to stay there.
Exactly. And let me tell you, you know, they had a lot of interest in the topic of UFOs, ghosts, and everything. I mean, I was chatting up a storm. I had a good old time.
Really? They do talk about that out there? I mean, the impression that I've got, and I haven't been there, and that's just from this side of the water, is that, you know, the idea of the pyramids themselves, just for one, just to take one example, for example, a lot of the more popular archaeologists in the country, the Egyptian archaeologists, they have a real problem. A lot of reports that have been taken out by Americans and Germans and English people, for example, conflicting the idea that the Egyptians actually built the pyramids. They designed and built the pyramids. A lot of times they don't even want to hear what these people have to say. They stick to their guns and they say, look, we built the pyramids. Our people did it. They designed and built the pyramids. It's surprising to me that they would actually want, I mean, they talk about this stuff with you, at least, just ideas of UFOs.
Right. Well, I didn't try to suggest that, you know, that they shouldn't have the credit for building them, that's for sure, because
yeah.
I was, like, the only American along the whole strip there. I was going to be over confident and say, oh, you guys didn't do that. So I was cool. I was just chatting in general with them about things. But I have my suspicions. I don't think it was exactly man-made.
I don't think too many people outside of the country do. I think we all... Look, I don't know. So that's one thing I shouldn't do when I go there, Heidi, is suggest that to anybody. Like, do you guys have any idea maybe that you guys didn't build the pyramids or maybe you didn't design them? I might end up getting strung up and being on one of those, like, Faces of Death videos or something.
Yeah, try not to do that. Heidi, I have a question. Did you get to talk with them about, like, folklore? Like, what kinds of... Am I not in the mix? Yeah,
you're in the mix. You're all right.
What kinds of things do they... like here we've got, you know, you'll sit around at night or whatever and you'll be talking about, you know, oh, at this and that intersection, you know, someone was killed and then now the ghost pushes the car, you know, we've got those kinds of things. We've got the bridges or if you honk three times. So we've got little like folklores, here in the U.S. What about folklore over there in those countries in Israel and Egypt and I guess it's all in Italian in Italy, so how about Israel and Egypt? Do they have, like, folklores, little stories that they talk about to each other?
Gosh, I can't think of any outright some of the stories that I did hear. The Israelis were a lot more forthcoming in regards to sharing stories of, you know, oh, I've heard this or I saw that or things like that. And, I mean, because there were so many Israelis that were over there in Egypt in that part that I was in. I was chatting a lot with them, too, and to the, some of the Egyptians that were more able to speak English. I mean, I had a lot of great conversations with them. They were more interested to hear the stories that I had to share more than them sharing their stories, I should say that. So, but one thing that was funny, I mean, even here in the United States, wherever I go, and people hear of my second book because it's on Holy Encounters of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
People suggest to me, you know, have you read the Da Vinci Code? I swear to God, wherever I was at, even in Israel, Egypt, Italy, I'm like, oh, my God. These people they're treating it like a new religion, this Da Vinci Code.
I was actually asked that by a coworker. A coworker of mine. I just started a new job like 3 weeks ago. And he's like, have you read the Da Vinci Code? I'm like, well, no.
No.
Not yet, anyway. I will, but I haven't yet. My mom has it. I have to get it from her.
one goofy question for you, Heidi.
Yeah.
Did you ride a camel? Or did you have the opportunity to ride a camel?
You know, the opportunity was presented every few minutes over there in Egypt, but I didn't ride those things. Heck no.
I've ridden one here in the States, and it wasn't quite the same thing as you just keep going in a circle, you know, at the circus and stuff like that. But to actually ride one, like out in the desert, I did. I rode a camel.
Okay.
I rode a camel. It was great. But it was just in a circle. It was kind
of
boring.
You just gave me a visual of you with a towel on your head. And
yeah, growing my beard out.
Right, and then just like dealing with the spitting
and
all that.
AK-57 over my shoulder. Yeah, you know. Oh, boy. There goes our whole Middle Eastern listenership right out the door.
I have lots of love for the Middle East. I love
you didn't get to ride one, Heidi?
Yeah.
You didn't get the ride? You didn't get the...
She wouldn't ride one.
You wouldn't ride... Why not?
It doesn't look that comfortable, and to be honest with you, the camels were a little skinny.
They were skinny?
They're a little lumpy, too.
They weren't...
Yeah.
They
Did what about the food over there in Israel and Egypt, and then, of course, as well in Italy? What about the food? Did you get sick? Did you enjoy it?
Tell us the grossest thing about the food.
How did that work?
Well, you know, in Israel, I mean, they're just as advanced as we are technologically. In fact, we buy so much of our technology from them. So, like, everything over there was pretty much safe. I mean, their standards are higher than ours even for food. I mean, a lot of, you know, everything is kosher for crying out loud.
Oh, yeah, very high standards.
Very high. But over in Egypt, I was told, you know, don't eat anything that's made with meat. So I had a lot of vegetarian meals and everything, and it was cool. But let me tell you, man, going to Italy, oh, my God, everything was a pizzeria. I was so sick of pasta and pizza, I could have vomited. I swear to God, I ran to the nearest McDonald's as soon as we spotted one. I'm like, oh, God, and there was a line out the door. It was crazy. Everybody, every tourist was looking for Mickey D's.
Oh, man.
And their pizza is not like, you know, our pizza, like nicely chopped up, you know, food on top of our pizza. No, they had like a big clump of like onions. Like, I'm talking about the whole onion.
What?
And the whole tomato sitting on top. It was crazy. I was like, what is this? This is not pizza.
Oh my gosh. So you could go like crazy with a pizzeria chain over there if you made just normal American style Italian pizza. Oh, man.
Heidi, did you have any kind of a spiritual enlightenment going on while you were there? Did you have anything happen to you or anything that was out of the ordinary?
You know, while I was in Italy, something really bizarre happened. I can't remember the name of what this place I was staying at. It was like a, it was kind of a camping ground, but they had cabins. Yeah, that's what I had. I have a cabin, duh.
Right.
It was a little cabin, and me and my friend were sharing one cabin room. And I woke up in the middle of the night to see her standing in the middle of the room. And I'm like, you know, what the heck are you doing? You know, I was like, go to sleep. And she's just standing there staring at me. I'm like, okay. I'm like, you know, I'm just calling her name. I'm like, you know, go to sleep. What are you doing? And then I saw her turn away from me and walk towards the wall. And she walked away as if, you know, she was going at a distance. She got really small. And I'm like, holy crap.
No doubt.
Not my friend. And I'm like, just screamed her name. And I'm just like, what the heck? You know, what was that? She was, what are you talking about? I told her, I said, I saw this girl in the room, you know, and she was walking, you know, walking away, and she just went, you know, at a distance, and she just got so tiny. And I was, you know, it was really bizarre, and I was talking to the other cabinet people that were living in this cabin, and I said, you know, I couldn't believe I saw this girl last night. Like, and they said, you know, there was a girl, I guess a few months earlier, who was crossing the road that was right in front of this camping ground.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like there's a freeway was right there. I mean, like, you can barely step outside of this place in the freeway, you know, somebody will clip you. And she got hit and killed. So
oh, God.
I was like, I don't know who the heck it was, but all I know is she freaked me out so badly. I was like, my God, I hate ghosts, man. I can't stand them.
You know, we're out here hunting for them because we're ghost hunters, and one visits you in a cabin.
It's just so
that's
typical.
That's how it works.
It's so
that's
typical.
How it works.
You can't even appreciate that, honey. Jeez. Come on.
Give me the biggest, hairiest, ugliest alien any day.
But not a ghost.
Not a ghost.
Okay.
We'll keep that in mind.
We won't send Will to you then.
Did you do that?
Okay,
Will
okay.
Be a hairiest alien?
He's not even paying attention.
The, what about, like, did you get to do some star watching and watch for activity in the skies in these places?
I was looking around, but I did not see anything. You know, something that was kind of creepy, though, that I did do, I went to, it's considered, like, the very first church in Christian lore or whatever, and it's built right on the spot of where Jesus was executed, you know, crucified.
Golgotha.
And they have, like, the hole that you can, you know, where his cross was supposedly put in, and you can put your hand into the hole, and let me tell you, it's quite creepy.
Wow.
Well, the whole idea behind that.
Yeah, exactly. And then they have the slab of marble that his body was laid on that you can touch. And I mean, it's really strange. It's literally a pink marble, and it is so worn down from people touching it. It's really, really strange. I don't know. It was just, you know, very creepy going in and feeling everything and like, oh my God, this is where it happened. It was really bizarre. Really.
That would be really cool. That would be something I'd want to do.
That would be, yeah. That would just, like, shake you to your core.
I mean, did you feel any kind of, like, energy or power there? I mean, you'd have to. All those people that
all those people. Just the combination of people combined with the original event.
With their strong faith. You know,
right.
That would be, like, a...
It must have had... Did the place have an aura of any kind then?
Oh, God, yeah, man. I mean... And here I am with a bunch of Jewish friends, you know, we're from Israel. I'm going in there and I'm like, you know, having them stick their hand down the place where, you know, Jesus was crucified at. They even felt it. They're like, wow, this is powerful. I'm like, yeah, it is. So, yeah, I mean, it had a really, really powerful feel to it. And you know what was strange, too? Like, I could just kick myself that I didn't get to experience this, but supposedly they had like a tomb, you know, the tomb that Jesus was put in.
Right.
They had a symbolic one that was fancily, you know, decorated and everything, and you have to almost crawl on your hands and knees to get inside of it to see where he was put, you know. And I'm like, I'm looking around and I'm like, you know, I could tell this is not a natural cave, you know, somebody made this, and,
uh-huh.
Right.
But it symbolized where he was laid at. Turns out that right behind it, further back in this church, is actually the actual tomb. But if you don't know it's back there, you don't know to go there, you know? And I'm like, I missed the actual tomb, you know?
Right.
That was wild.
That's heavy stuff.
That's yeah, it is.
I would. That sounds like something I would do on a vacation.
Oh, for
I would,
sure.
I would check that place out.
I would probably be crying.
You know, that's the thing. I think I would be overwhelmed. Yeah, because that's an overwhelming amount of energy and love and faith and emotion. I mean,
well, you're talking about the biggest event in history.
Right. Well,
basically.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the largest
for
event in history.
Literally millions, tens of millions, or hundreds of millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look to that very spot as you know. An event that happened that, you know, basically it forms the basis of their entire faith.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's amazing.
In that area that you went, like where the crucifix was, you know, where you put your hand in and everything, was it set up like an attraction, like a tourist attraction, or was it more like in its natural state, like a recreational park or something? Like, were they selling tickets for it? Or was it like...
Yeah, did they have like a hot dog stand like
yeah,
right there?
Like, or was it kept more like in the natural state?
It was kind of, you know, in its natural, you know, original state. I mean, the way this church was, there's nobody at the door to greet you to say, go here, go there, go...
Oh.
You know, it was nothing like that. I mean, I was just like, okay, where am I? You know, what is this slab of marble in front of me here on the floor that everybody's touching, you know, and it's like, that's Jesus' slab. I'm like, oh my God, you know.
So you would,
if I didn't have a tour guide book with me, like the Lonely Planet, that's what I had, Lonely Planet tour guide,
mm-hmm.
it wouldn't know what the heck I was seeing. And it was wild, too, because this is a pretty much a one-story church. And then there's these strange stairs that go straight up, and it looks black where it's going to, and I'm like, you know, what's up here, you know, and that's where they had the hole where you put your hand in to touch the where the cross was placed. So it was really just bizarre. I mean, it was really, you know, kind of overwhelming, but it was a really, really cool experience.
It's really surprising to me to see that they actually let you even walk up into that area and put your hand there.
Well, here the
if he was in the U.S.,
it'd be roped off.
Look at Gettysburg.
You wouldn't be able to go like 100 feet within the thing, and then you can only go there like maybe one time a month.
Right.
They wouldn't let you near it.
And this is the first I've heard that this place actually exists, like where they have marked it down to where all this had happened. So,
well, if I remember correctly, they call it Golgotha. That was the original name of it, was Golgotha. And that was they call the procession the Golgotha with Jesus. And as he carried, in the Bible, as he carried the cross, they had a procession.
Right.
And that area was where they call it, it's Golgotha or Skull Place, they call it also. That was another name for it, too. And it just still blows me away that you can still go there and just put your hand in the hole where they, you know, this was supposedly this cross was put.
Amazing.
Erected with him on there. It's scary.
What I like about Ghostly Talk, you learn something new every
absolutely,
show.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Every show.
Why don't we take another break here, real quick?
Okay.
And get our heads back about us. I have to go again.
Yep.
I'm out of here. Heidi, I have to go, so these guys are going to try to entertain you for the next hour.
I think we might be able to get some.
Well, we won't be hitting on her, you know.
No, we're just going to be doing.
I haven't hit on you yet. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you forgot to do that. Now you got to go. Man.
Heidi, I love you.
Oh, man.
How's that? Is that
there we go.
Was that good?
So, all right.
I struck out again. Damn.
Well, let's take a break.
I'll see you later, Scott.
Bye, Heidi. See you later.
Let's take a break, and myself, Doug, and Karma, and Will be back with more from Heidi Hollis.
We'll be right back. Well, these guys will. I won't. Bye.
Bye.